All right. So, what else do we have?
Well, to keep in the whole shut up slave theme, I found an article about a Georgia police closing a girl's lemonade stand. 'Cause they don't know who made the lemonade, what was in it, or and like when it was when and how it was made. It's like, oh my God, lemonade is evil.
You know what's evil? What's evil is people having the temerity to think that they can actually go and make money for themselves. This
Yeah, you
is.
should be a wage slave for a corporation or for the government.
Oh, of course. Of course. Absolutely. No, you cannot possibly think you have the right to go and make money for yourself. No. Shut up, slave. No. No, you got to go to the government for licenses, for permits, for permission.
Oh, for a permit. In Georgia, and at least maybe it's in this town or wherever, the permit costs $50 a day or $180 a year. So it's like, yeah, if you want to sell lemonade for your water park trip, you should pay us $50 a day or $180 a year just so you can save up for that trip. What a disgusting piece of filth these police officers are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and let's be clear. Okay, I'm going to do my President Obama impression. Let's be clear. I want to be clear. We are not saying that all police officers are like this. But when you get perverted by a mindset that you have to go and start taking down these little girls' stands because they don't have a $50 license. We are going into a territory, into a mindset that will be the death of capitalism in this country. That you need to go to the government to take a piss is just outrageous.
Oh, it is outrageous. My dad keeps telling me a story because my dad's from immigrated from Poland, and we're working on our house, and it's like, oh, you have to pay X amount of dollars to get a permit to work on my house. Well, guess what? In Poland, during communist reign, if I wanted to do something on the house, I only needed wood, a hammer, and nails. I didn't need to go to the government and ask them to build a house or build anything around the house. It was my goddamn given right. Here, in a free capital, like in this free country, I actually have to go and ask the government to allow me to do something to my house.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Now we know who won the Cold War. And it certainly was not us.
Nope.
You know, Chemslave, this is an issue that's going to keep coming back again and again. We need to tell people about this. We are not in a free society. And John and Adam do a fantastic job of doing that. But if more people don't wake up and realize that this is not how we're supposed to be, it's not supposed to be this way that we have to ask permission to breathe, literally, because us exhaling is contributing to global warming, that we have to get permits to have our kids sell lemonade on the corner. All of this leads towards totalitarian policies by the government. We're already there with TSA. We're already there with the Patriot Act. We're already there with a whole litany of issues. But they get us when we're young. They get us when we're at our most vulnerable with our kids. And this is sad to me. This more than the debt crisis, more than any foreign policy issue that we have right now worries me about the future of this country. Because we used to be a country of freedoms. We used to be a country that we could go out and do anything that we wanted to, as long as it was legal, and as long as we had the energy and the drive to accomplish it. But yet now you need a permit to have a 5-year-old sell lemonade on the side of a street. You need a permit to put a block of a block of cement on your front porch. You need a permit to cut your tree down. Soon you're going to need a permit to go online.
Exactly. In the great words of George Carlin, the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American Dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
That's really sad, because that would not have been a true statement. But it's fast becoming a true statement. And it's not just the Democrats. There's the Republicans, too. They're all in on it. And we need to send a message to these people. Stay the fuck out of our lives. And let us just do our thing. What do you think?
Yes. I hope for people like Samuel Adams to come back once again.
And we have people that think they are Sam Adams. People that only try to get rich, like Glenn Beck, for instance. He is not a Sam Adams. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing that is only trying to enrich himself. Then you have people like Ed Schultz on MSNBC, who should be in an insane asylum. The man's crazy. We have these populists on both sides of the aisle, but they don't give a shit about the common man. All they care about is protecting the world in which they themselves live. And that is not the world that the common American person thinks that they themselves live in. But all too quickly, they are living in that world. And that world is 1984.
Good book.
It's a scary book.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's reality.
And I urge everybody in the No Agenda Stream audience to go and reread that book. It's happening more and more frequently that we are seeing parallels between that Orwellian future and what we are experiencing now. All right, so we kind of left on a sad note, a pessimistic note. So let's talk about something a little bit more frivolous. We'd like to close out this show with some talk on technology. We think Kemslave and I believe that the audience is tech savvy enough to appreciate some talk on technology, and I certainly know that we are geeks, so let's have at it. So, Kemslave, what's the big thing happening in the Apple space right now?
App space?
Apple space.
Apple space.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, the iPhone, new iPhone is probably going to be released in the next month or two.
Yep. That's looking like it's going to be August. Yeah. And we talked about this last week. It's going to probably be a slight redesign. I don't think it's going to be an exact copy of the iPhone 4. I don't think it's going to be the drastic redesign people think an iPhone 5 would entail. Although it's still going to be called an iPhone 5. You know, I wasn't going to talk about this, because that's actually not what I was leading up towards. But I've had a pet peeve about the naming of the iPhones. And I want to talk to you about it. Now, Kemslave, the original iPhone was only available for the 2G Edge network. So, it was just called iPhone. It was the first one. They had no reason to call it anything else. It could have been a 4G phone. They would have still called it iPhone. It was the first one, so it made sense just to call it iPhone. By the way, that was brilliant marketing. that was the simplest name on the market, and they really got a lot of attention. Even though a lot of people didn't buy it, it was a very expensive phone at the time. It cost you $700 to buy the thing. But the original iPhone was just called iPhone. But then the next year, iPhone got 3G connectivity. So what did they call that phone, Kemslave?
The iPhone 2?
No, they didn't. Take another guess.
The iPhone 3.
No, but you're getting very close, and you just hit on the crux of the issue that I want to talk about. No, Kemslave, they called it the iPhone 3G. Not because it was the third generation iPhone. No, it was the second generation iPhone. But because it had gained the 3G spectrum connectivity. So now the iPhone could supposedly, at times, theoretically, connect to the AT&T 3G network. In 2008, that wasn't very well built up. They had about 150 million people that could get access to it. But that really meant that a lot of cities had access to it, and a lot of suburbs and rural areas had no access at all to it. And I live in a suburb/rural area, and I didn't get access to AT&T 3G until a few months before I jumped ship to Verizon. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. The second generation iPhone was called the iPhone 3G. So then, what did they call the third generation iPhone?
Well, the smart person would think the iPhone 4.
Why?
Because it's the next one, so you sort of just jump a number.
Well, that's true, but it's not the fourth generation phone, and it wasn't a 4G phone either. So the 4 wouldn't make any sense, and Apple didn't do that. They called it the 3GS because it was only a speed bump from the previous 3G model. It was physically exactly the same. It was just a faster chip on the inside. That was the only difference. They added a digital compass, too. But aside from that, that was the only difference. Now, the latest generation iPhone is called the iPhone 4. They called that the iPhone 4 because it was the fourth generation iPhone. But now people are speculating that if the iPhone refresh is not a big change, if it is only a small speed bump, they would call this the 4S. Now, what's the problem with that, Kemslave? Can you think?
Well, no, I can't think. But
no, that's not what
the government is not telling me what to do.
You're not getting the signal from Steve Jobs telling you what you should be thinking.
No.
Unfortunately, neither am I. But the reason why you wouldn't want to call it the 4S is just because it doesn't make any sense. It would be the fifth phone, and when Apple called the 3G the 3GS, the 3G was in reference to a spectrum. It was not in reference to a generation. But the iPhone 4, that name, the iPhone 4, is in reference to the generation of iPhone that represented. It was the fourth generation iPhone. So to call it anything but the iPhone 5, to me, would not make any sense whatsoever. Because what are you saying? Are you saying that this is still the same phone with just a spec upgrade? Apple doesn't do that. Apple positioned the iPhone 3GS as a brand new phone. And Apple would not be able to position the iPhone 4S as a brand new phone because they would be explicitly be saying, hey, this is the same phone you've always known, at least since the summer of 2010. We just, added an A5 chip, that's it. Even if that's what they do, I still think they would try to position this as a new phone, and it doesn't make any sense, for me at least, why they would call it the 4S. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the iPhone 10 to come out. So I'm wanting to know if they'll start giving it, like, animal naming conventions after that. iPhone 10 lion to iPhone 10 snow leopard.
And that is an excellent transition to what I really wanted to talk about. Chemslave, the big deal in the Apple space right now is not the iPhone. Well, of course, that's a big topic, but the big deal right now for the next few weeks is lion. Rawr. Rawr. Lion was supposed to be released last Thursday, supposedly. Now, Apple doesn't really pay attention, I don't think, to what the tech blogs say, and they have their own schedule, and they don't really care what anybody else says. So I think we're going to see Lion this upcoming week. I've been running a Gold Master for a while. I'm a developer, so I do have access to this. And
You're a developer.
Yeah, I have a whole litany of applications on the App Store. Didn't you know that?
Goose egg!
Nobody goes searching for that. I don't really have anything on there. I'm an iOS developer, and I'm a Lion developer, just to get access to these latest builds. And I think a lot of people fall into that category. And I gotta say, I'm loving this operating system. It's not a huge upgrade, to be honest with you, but the full screen apps, the versioning that you can save multiple versions of a document without having to think about it, that's fantastic. The saving the state of the windows precisely where those individual floating windows are when you close, that's amazing. When you reopen an application, you have all the windows of that application arrayed exactly where you had them before. And that is fantastic for creative professionals, people who use things like Photoshop and Pixelmator, things like that, to have your style palettes all where you had them before. That's a fantastic upgrade. And Lion, for $30, I mean, they could have just had bug fixes, and that would have been worth it. To me, at least. I don't want to sound like a big Apple fanboy. This is certainly not an Apple-oriented podcast. But I just, you know, I wanted to mention it. It's a big deal. It's going to be coming out this week, we think. And keep an eye out for it. I highly recommend you upgrade.
I highly recommend Windows 95. It's a great operating system.
You know, Windows 95 is a great operating system. It was a seminal achievement, and I have a lot of good memories about that. But Chemslave, you're an idiot.
Gee, thanks.
On that note, let's leave it there. It was fun. Thanks, Chemslave.
Yep, no problem, Craig.
If you had enjoyed this show, or any shows on the No Agenda stream, please don't hesitate to donate to No Agenda, noagendashow.com, dvorak.org/NA, or noagendanation.com. Every little bit helps. Thank you.